It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past few weeks and for the rest of the summer, we've been talking with Dr. Husing about the advantages and disadvantages that the Inland Empire has in competing for jobs, growth, and quality of life with the coastal communities. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Last week, Dr. Husing listed a big positive that the Inland Empire has over the coastal communities: lots of land that is less expensive for expansion. Some of the negatives, though, are environmentalists would like to stop the influx of warehouses, trucks, noise, and other environmental impacts that the logistics industry provides on the region. This morning, we asked Dr. Husing about one particular disadvantage that the Inland Empire has. Is there a realization among leaders in this region that there is going to have to be improvement and expansion of transportation corridors in and around and through the Inland Empire if we're going to expand the logistics center anytime in the future?
There's a lot of discussion of that going on in both counties about perhaps having, we have Measure A and Measure I, A in Riverside, I in San Bernardino County, where the public realized that we really need more highway and alternate transportation infrastructure. They passed those measures. They're in effect. We are building like mad. When you drive around, you're constantly running into sections of freeway that are closed at different times because of that. They're talking about having, for instance, commuter lanes in San Bernardino County. Now, if I understand correctly, either all the way from San Bernardino to L.A. County or even perhaps from Redlands to San Bernardino County. You're talking about expanding Metrolink into Redlands. We just expanded Metrolink into Paris in Riverside County. So there's a lot of that discussion, and there is a discussion about a new Measure A and Measure I in order to continue that.
It just looks, when you're looking at where they want to build, let's say, for instance, that mega logistics center in Moreno Valley.
Yeah.
And then you've got that little teeny four-lane highway, the 60, that is supposed to carry all that increased traffic?
Actually, it's quite a bit more lanes than that going by UCR, and it's now three lanes going through Moreno Valley, because there's a commuter lane that goes out.
True, but then if you're going to get logistics going from the west toward the east, they're going to be going through the Badlands. And is that any place for any more trucks than are going through there now to be going through?
The fact of the matter is it's going to happen whether anybody wants it or not.
Are they planning on accommodating it, though?
If the American public and the Southern California public are going to buy online, then that's going to happen whether anybody wants to stop it or not. Just simply because those facilities are 1 million square feet, they take 52 acres of flat land, and there's nowhere else to put them.
But one more
time. So you really do have the infrastructure issue that goes with it.
Yes, because you can build 1 million square feet out there, and then how are you going to get the trucks in and out and the products that are there?
A lot of that, I would suspect, is going to have to do with nighttime moves as opposed to daytime moves.
So they are talking about these things.
Oh, yeah. And really? As a matter of fact, at the harbors, for instance, to the extent that it's goods coming in from overseas, they put in place a system where if you get your stuff out in the daytime, you pay a fee. If you take it out at night, you don't. Hmm. And on weekends, you don't. And the whole purpose of that was to push more of the activity into the evening, into the off-peak hours.
So they are making those moves. We talked about something else, too. Are they planning on extending rail from, like, you know, where the port area from the 710, couldn't they extend the rail?
One of the discussions is not extending the rail. One of the discussions is using rail short haul to get goods from the ports into the inland region by rail. the first section of that research showed that it looks like it might pencil economically for all the players, including rail, to do it now. There's now a follow-on study that is about to occur to dig in deeper to see whether that preliminary study in fact holds water when you take an in-depth look. Because up until now, it has not been economic for the rail lines to do that. Now it looks like the numbers have changed because trucking has got more expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's going to even be more expensive still with the new bill that was just passed increasing the cost of diesel. Mm-hmm. To be able to use rail to bring a lot of the cargo here, the problem you're going to run into is here where? Where would you locate a facility here that could unload and then have a shorter, you're still going to have the last mile.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to get from wherever you unloaded the containers to the warehouses. Mm-hmm. And so that's the second issue that's now being looked at.
Okay, well, I was just being adamant that indeed they are thinking about these
things. It's definitely under consideration. The rail has not said absolutely no, which in the past they had done because they could not see a way to make money at it. Mm-hmm. It looks like that may change. We just don't know yet. And this second study will take another look at that.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.